You are listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking. While Coca-Cola is the dominant player in the region, it faces stiff competition from more nimble local players. We asked sector analyst Linda Oniwe what is Coca-Cola doing to ensure it retains market share and how are local players responding? How is Coca-Cola responding?
When looking at the competitive environment, we found that Coca-Cola is the leading company in the region with approximately 40% market share in soft drinks. The company's success could be attributed to the fact that they've now increased their product range and they're also improving market penetration in the regions, particularly in Kenya. While Coca-Cola has focused on more of the bigger markets in East Africa, we found that Pepsi is actually focused on some of the smaller countries, such as the likes of Rwanda, South Sudan, and the DRC. Also, Pepsi actually exited and re-entered the Kenyan market in 2011 after a four-decade absence. And I think due to the fact that they did this and also due to a lack of range outside of carbonates, it seems to be struggling when compared to Coca-Cola in the region. So Coca-Cola has also recently entered into an agreement to distribute these alcoholic beverages. We find this a very interesting move, and it could hint to some of the pressure the company is facing due to local competition. While it's great in theory, because Coca-Cola currently supplies the same retailers, restaurants, and bars, we think that implementation will not be as straightforward. The nature of the stock is fundamentally different to soft drinks. Spirits are high-value, low-volume items, whereas soft drinks are low-value, high-volume items. And these basically change many elements of the distribution chain. Coca-Cola is facing a lot of competition, particularly from these local companies. These are, for example, the likes of Harris International into Uganda. We also have METL and Bakhresa into Tanzania, as well as Kevion and others in Kenya. These local players have shifted this industry, which was clearly dominated by these two global giants. And the main factor for this is the issue of affordability. These new local players came into the market with cheaper products and also products that spoke to the consumers when it comes to flavors. So we found that basically due to this issue, we expect these local players to win market share in East Africa, particularly in the short term. So what they're doing now is that they're trying to cut some of the price points of their drinks. If they're not able to do that, they are also offering their drinks in more smaller pack sizes so as to make it affordable to the consumers. They're also trying to localize some of the offerings that they've got. So now they're introducing more localized brands, which they could source ingredients locally, and therefore that will make the products cheaper. So I think the main issue in East Africa is that as mentioned, affordability is key. So they're trying to make sure that they are pricing their products at the right price range in order to be able to compete with these local players.
And how is this impacting their market share?
So I think in the short term, if they can't cut the prices to as low as the prices that the local players are offering the drinks at, they'll definitely lose more market share. But they are taking active steps to try and actually understand the consumer, understand the environment, understand the needs. And part of that, as mentioned, is that they're trying to introduce more localized brands that could be offered to the consumer at a cheaper price point.
Listen to highlights from the final part of the beverages report as we talk innovation.